continue to broadcast our free voices and our free choices.
Absolutely.
And we thank Magnus, we thank Conobar, we thank Jesse, we thank Nicole, and all the volunteers that come here. And
Daniel.
And all the people here that help us continue and keep us growing. And also for Charlotte, for sharing us with China and all the people in China. I'm sure they're all looking forward to always hearing free voices also. And we show our gratitude to them, and thank you all. Thank you so much. So we're going to continue on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Okay, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shekhlech, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC, but first we're going to play a song for him that he picked for us, and this is an old school song from MC Hammer, and the song is called You Can't Touch This. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My
music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme? Can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. Can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics.
Can't touch this.
Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Hold on a minute, so fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating, so pass them a whiteboard tape to learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner. Dance to this. Then you're going to get there. Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Oh,
touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Every time you see me, the hammer's just no hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records that just don't hit. I tour around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
All right, we're back, and that was MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, and that goes back quite a few years, back in the 90s, and we have Shkwait Shakhlakh on the line. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of... four years ago, and the big floods of 4 years ago. So a very extreme survivalist, and a big inspiration for myself and many other people that do know his story and history. And welcome to our program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm still alive and kicking, fighting the cold, but...
Yeah.
That's... small compared to some of the other things that happens around the world.
Yeah, for sure. Today we have our subject, and it's on empathy, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Empathy. you know, before all this tragedy struck me, you know, I don't think I was a very empathetic person. As selfish, you know, if it wasn't affecting me, I didn't care. If it wasn't affecting my immediate family, I didn't care, you know, it all started off, you know. I had a major heart attack and didn't know it, survived. I didn't care. so our creator said, well, you know, you selfish little so-and-so, here, I'll strike you with Guillain-Barré syndrome to make sure you start to be more empathetic. I'll throw a smattering of lymphoma cancer in with that. He had me flat on my back for, you know, a few months. And, you know, after I started recovering, it came into perspective. You know, this happened to me. And then, you know, our sister and me research it and discover it's happening to millions. Opened my eyes and said, man, you know, I gotta ask the Creator to help us as humanity to correct ourselves. You know, show a little more, be a little more empathetic towards each other's plight. You don't see the end of your nose until you look really cross-eyed. You know, and what's happening at the end of your nose is telling us of what's happening to the rest of you. Mm. You know, I figure. Mm. So, you know, and in order to prevent ourselves from being totally selfish like I was, you know, we gotta practice active listening, mm-hmm. you know, to those around us, to the news from around the world, you know, about the situations going on, all these epidemics and plagues and
just all the wars and conflicts,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. The wars, conflicts, famine, you know, flooding,
yeah.
fires, you know. You know, all that didn't matter till the waters came, well, the flood, the fires came and chased us out of our home. Get home and still wasn't empathetic enough. The waters came.
Yeah.
Locked us in our home.
Yeah.
You know. And then, you know, I started to see it in the news everywhere.
Mm.
California is burning. Mm. Australia is burning. Europe's burning. Europe's flooding. Africa's flooding. You know, everywhere's flooding.
Mm.
You know, we don't notice it until it happens to us.
Mm.
And then we start to ask the Creator, look after us, lead us into the right on how to correct the course.
It's so true, yeah. You know, I always remember you here talking about this empathy and what helped you to gain that, and it's all through the experience of all the traumas that you went through, and it really tuned you into the rest of the world and the suffering that goes on, and it also opened me up to the same thing too, just to watch what you went through and go through all of what you went through. It's kind of traumatic just to watch and be there in person to see, you know, all the things that you went through, being on a ventilator for 12 days and then going through chemotherapy and then not very long after that, like months after that, all the forest fires that you went through and survived, and the flooding, and in the weakened conditions that you were able to do that. But like you said, it gave you that empathy and opened your eyes and your heart to the rest of the world. And I believe that's what this world needs a lot more of, is empathy and realizing that, you know, we're all on the same world, we're all suffering together, and we can all get through it together. And it's something that we can use as a positive motive for looking out for each other. And I do really appreciate you coming on and sharing your words and wisdom of, you know, what you came through and still surviving through, and able to still share these songs and words of encouragement and positivity.
Yeah, you know, I chose today's song because, you know, the world, we need joy, we need happiness,
mm-hmm.
we need something to get our feet
mm-hmm.
shuffling and kicking about,
yeah.
you know, instead of moping in our tears and our beer songs and
yeah.
anger songs and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I believe. Mm. We need to be joyful and kicking up a happy shuffle.
Yeah, for sure. We can all do some MC Hammer dancing, so we really appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope I've given all out the right info, you know.
Well, it
at least get people starting to think, even if it isn't 100%, you know.
Mm.
At least then they, hopefully the listeners start to research it themselves and say, oh, he could have said this and that, you know. Start to develop your own opinions.
Mm. That's
yeah.
True.
So I think you guys are behind the mics, the people behind the
station,
background there, and the listeners here and abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we're already looking forward to hearing from you again very soon next week, and just have a great recovery, and
absolutely, yes,
lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkanaya, BC. Always a big honor to have him come on our program and share with us, and help us see what helped him get through all the turmoil and tragedies that he went through. So we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we'd like to speak with Charlotte on our subject.
Yes.
And first, we're going to play her a song. And this one is from a band called Serpent Throne. And the name of the song is called Napalm Morning. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We're back. That was Serpent Throne, and the name of their song was called Napalm Morning. And yeah, I just thought it was a very nice, beautiful instrumental music, and I thought it would be fitting. And so we have Charlotte, and she's the producer of Call Me Negotiator here at CJSF, and
yes.
She does play on later. But we do have our subject today, and we'd love to hear your words on empathy.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. And I do feel like I grow a lot of empathy than before, is because my life experience got richer. And I have to say, like, life is really not a smooth experience. So when I had more experiences and also saw what's going on in the world, and I realized that I went through ups and downs, so now I can be empathetic with people who went through up and downs or going through up and downs. And I know that how it feels when we are having hard times. Mm-hmm. It is like, and I know that a lot of times when our experience, like when other people thought our lives are good, our lives are perfect, and or other people always say something to attack you or to antagonize you or make you feel like misunderstood. And that made me realize that I probably did the same thing unintentionally before. So now it made me reflect a lot. And that's the process of me growing empathy, and now can be really related to a lot of people, although I'm not really in their environment and cannot be completely put myself in their shoes. But I just have this kindness naturally to them, because I realize that yes, like sometimes it's not because they are not trying to be a good people, or it's not that they trying to be lazy or not try their best to fight for their life. It's probably sometimes it's just that's just life, right? Mm-hmm. They're just all the same as who we are. So that's how I could understand empathy and being empathetic. So yeah, I would suggest people, including also myself, to just understand that everybody is the same, and we're all human beings. Our lives are not easy. So being supportive and being kind to others and to ourselves is the same thing. Mm. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah. Your words remind me of some of the words that my elders used to talk about. And sometimes I'd be with my grandmother and would be like going to town, visiting and stuff. I grew up like a country bumpkin, like a hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't spend too much time in towns or in the major cities or anything. But from time to time, we would go in, and she would point out to people that were struggling. And you could tell, because sometimes, you know, they're drinking or they're on drugs or they're just having a real rough time. And she would point out to them, and she said, you know, we shouldn't judge them for what they're doing, because we don't know what happened to them.
Right.
We don't know what's what they're going through. Maybe their mother died. Maybe their father died.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody, they lost somebody. Or even their pet. It could be something that they really cherished and loved, and you know, that kind of a loss is huge.
Yeah.
And we all go through, you know, sorrow and loss and devastation. And it leads us to, you know, the wrong path sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we try to cover up our pains with using self-medication like alcohol or drugs or whatever. And you know, it can lead us down a dark part of our life.
Right.
And it's not like people wake up in the morning and decide, well, I'm going to be a heroin addict today. or I'm going to do drugs today. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. You have to go through some kind of a loss or tragedy, and right. That's the way it goes. So I really appreciate for you to share with us. And
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thank Lady Fahima for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
And it was an awesome program. And we're looking forward to hearing bringing everybody into our next show next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, here on Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And coming up next, we are going to have Charlotte with her Call Me Negotiator coming next, and also Jacob on the art show after that. So some really good programmers coming up next.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
And we're going to end with some Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, and it's a psychedelic blues, electric blues cover. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everybody.